You're listening to Just Okay Gamers, where this week we've got some sad, sad news.
Very sad.
Our good friend and co-host Millpool has passed. He's no longer with us, but there's a silver lining. We've managed to keep his brain intact and put it into a robot. So, introducing Millbot on the podcast for the first time. We're just okay and we play some games. We're just okay gamers.
Took a robot, but Canadian.
Yep. Right.
Canadian bots.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening to Just Okay Gamers, episode 35.
35?
35?
Oh, damn it. I was thinking that this is the first. This is the one.
My name is Guido, and I'm here with...
Wally. Hey guys, it's Millpool.
What's up, guys? It's Nasty.
So,
oh man,
exciting podcast this week. Millbot's here. He's gonna be filling in for Millpool. Well, he is Millpool, really.
Yeah, it's just a electronic version of him.
That which remains of Millpool.
Right.
It's a cyborg, right? Is that what you would call that?
Yeah, yeah.
Cybermill.
Cybermill. Hey, okay. Millbot, how do you feel about being a robot now?
I don't care anymore.
He doesn't care anymore.
Oh, okay. Anymore.
All right, Millbot. Well, good stuff. Let's talk about mumble boxes real quick.
Yeah, let's get that out the way.
Yeah, let's just hammer it out.
I'll hammer you out.
I'll hammer you out.
Well, we had...
Slow.
We had a little bit of spotlight on the podcast this past week.
We did.
Yeah. Got a few new listeners, hopefully.
Sweet. And
I think we should really slow down our mumble pitch, you know?
Okay.
By slow down, you mean elaborate a little bit more than we
right.
usually do?
Yes, because it kind of just progressed into this, yeah, go check out this website.
Do we know that the offer is still good? Is it still good?
Yes. It's still good!
Okay.
It's never good.
It's never bad. Swish. Just Okay Gamers doesn't give you bad stuff to type in and get deals on. So anyway,
we look out for our listeners.
Most of you guys are probably listening. They use Skype to talk while they're playing games. That's the first problem. All right?
Okay.
I don't know what the second problem is.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
The second problem would probably be not having a mumble box.
What
mumble is, it's a client that you can use to talk to people, but all your friends can join it. They can idle. You can make channels. People can sit in a channel and wait for others to come in and game. You don't have to set a time schedule. I'm going to call you at 6 o'clock to Skype so we can play some League of Legends. No, you just log in, you idle in a channel, wait for a friend to show up, and then you talk.
That's
it. It's a fun little talk program.
It's that easy? That's it?
That's it. It's that easy.
Wow.
But, well, there is a catch. You need a server to connect to.
Right? Oh.
Now, you and your friends might want to pitch in, toss a few bucks. This is where we come in. Mumbleboxes.com. They got your servers for you. Cheap servers, too. So you can spend I don't know. We have a 30-person server. We spend $4 a month. So you and your friends can pitch in a quarter apiece and get an awesome server. I know some of you are thinking but Skype's free. Trust me. You get what you pay for with Mumble.
You know what? They also do have a 7-day free trial, too. So
they do. You can try it out and see if you like it. But when you are purchasing it, if you decide to go with it, which I think you should, type in Just Okay upon checkout. You're going to get an extra 20% off.
It's a coupon.
It is a coupon. It's a promo code. A promotional code.
It's an electrical coupon.
So, yeah, go pick out your server. They have 5-person servers. They have 100-person servers, even bigger, I think. I don't know. All different prices, but they're cheap. So type in just okay upon checkout, you get 20% off of whatever it costs you.
What would you do with 100 plus people on a server?
I would play games with them.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Well, some like Reddit communities have servers. I think there's a League of Legends Mumble Reddit server.
Ah, good point.
So
that would make sense.
But don't use that one.
Get your own.
Get your own.
Yeah, because then you got to deal with dickholes that want to tell you that you can't be on their fucking server and stuff.
Yeah. So once again, www.mumbleboxes.com, just okay upon checkout, and get a Mumble server. That's a good pitch. Good pitch.
I think that's one of the best ones we've done in quite some time.
At least the most coherent.
Yeah. Right. At least something to do with Mumble Boxes too. The past couple have been you could go get jerk off monkeys.
What's a jerk off monkey?
Are they monkeys that jerk you off?
That's what Guido's got.
I don't think we've ever brought up jerk off monkeys before.
Oh, I know we have. I think it was on the boner ep that we did.
Okay, again, if we do have new listeners, we can't go doing inside past jokes so much.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'll stay on track.
We'll wait a few episodes to do that. Give them a chance to listen to every back episode.
Let's actually make this an episode and move into league news now.
No.
But I gotta tell you something.
It's so early.
Yeah.
But I mean, let's do it right.
Hang on. I want to tell you about my week.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, let me hear about your week.
It was a busy week. Really, really busy. A lot of stuff going on in the fraternity. Got a new apartment on Sunday.
Congrats. Yeah.
Thanks. Spent 3 weeks looking, finally found one. And I just bought a joystick so that way I can start flying helicopters with it in BF4.
Nice!
Wow, things are coming up nasty.
Yeah, you know why? Because I can't do that whole mouse and keyboard bullshit with the helicopter. It just doesn't transfer. I don't get
really?
It. Yeah, I don't. It's...
I can fly, but helicopter's great with the mouse. It's the jets that I can't handle.
Yeah, the jets are pieces of shit.
Well, then maybe I'll just fly jets, since that's what we need, because you all suck at it.
Well, the jets in BF4 are not like BF3. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, they just operate differently. I don't know.
The maps are the size of pin needles whenever they give you a jet, too.
We're playing a lot of BF4. We should probably talk about that later in the podcast.
Let's get to that later.
Yeah.
So how was your guys' weeks?
Oh, boy. I worked this past weekend. I went out and got really drunk for my friend's birthday on Saturday.
All hungover Sunday?
Yeah, and I had to work. It was pretty I was pretty miserable.
Yeah, I don't miss that at all.
Yeah.
I ran into one of our coworkers today at school.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I just worked, mostly.
That sucks.
Yeah, I'm sorry for that. You didn't do anything fun during the week?
On Saturday, I saw Thor and Ender's Game back-to-back.
Ooh, double feature.
Yeah, I double featured it. It was nice.
I'll double feature you.
I got to do a bit of a pissing match with my wife regarding Ender's Game in the movie versus the book, though. They went off script quite a bit in regards to the book, but I kept on trying to tell her that Ender's Game, the film, was designed to help people who didn't read the book not feel so alienated. They got the main... thrust of the book across, which is the goal of a film adaptation.
Right.
But a lot of the subtle nuance was lost, and she was all up in arms about it.
But overall, would you suggest going to see it?
I would. I think it's entertaining. If you're not a purist for Orson Scott Card like she is, you'll have a fun time. I think Thor was the better film, even though it was the weaker of the two Thor movies thus far.
Oh. Yeah, I might go see that tomorrow. I don't know.
It's good. Just don't. I mean, you'll like it. I liked it. I just don't think it was as good as the first Thor.
Huh.
The villain wasn't as strong. The conflict wasn't as pressing. Although I did like the extra press time that his companions got.
Yeah.
Sif wasn't a footnote, although she was almost a footnote still.
Okay. Well, they got a lot of characters to fit in there too.
They do. There's a lot of characters running around in there.
Mill, how about you, besides dying and getting your brain transplanted into a robot? How was your week?
Have you read my article about Edward joining Curse?
It's a little dated, Mill, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read that. Well, he's not. He might have. Millpool might have some memory loss or something. But he's not on Curse anymore, Millpool. So he's actually joined his old team again, I believe. So that article isn't really valid anymore.
Have you read my article about Edward joining Curse?
I think we just told you. I think we have, but it was a very old article.
Yes, it was a while ago, Mill. I'm sorry, but it was a very well done article.
I don't know. It's whatever.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you know, he's back in form a little bit with that one, but...
Yeah. All right, well. Cool. Seems like everyone had a good week. I guess we can get into League now. Right?
Sure. Yeah.
They released the numbers for the viewers of the season 3 finals or championship.
Championship, the viewer numbers.
But it's the whole finals. It's not just the whole finals. Championship. So, at its peak, 8.5 million simultaneously watching
versus the 1.1 last time.
Right, the concurrent. I think last time it was like 8.3 million total for season 2.
So it was a substantial increase compared to what we thought it would be.
Right. And 32 million fans watched.
That's high.
Yeah.
That's like high school pothead high.
I mean, it's hard to wrap your brain around that many people.
Yeah, for real.
I'm still unclear if that's like counts or actual unique viewers.
I think it's unique viewers. Did you see that montage that someone posted on Reddit of the amount of people in the room, like the setting and everything between the three seasons thus far?
No.
It was like they had like a panoramic shot of season one. And it looks like the back of some gaming store, you know?
Oh, yeah, I did see that. I did see that.
Season 2 is like an amphitheater. And season 3, it was really cool looking, actually.
Yeah, it's amazing how much they've grown in the past 3 years.
By the way, we were way off on our guesses.
We were terribly off. I think I was like at least 3 million off.
Yeah, I don't remember what I said. I said like 9 point something million.
Yeah, I thought I was at like 15 or something like that.
But then again... We were talking, at that time, we were talking about how many people would be watching the championship.
It's still a dramatic increase from last year.
Right. Yeah,
overall. No matter how you cut it.
I'm just curious where this is going to head. Because, financial supporters and TV companies, broadcasters all have to be paying attention to this.
You know,
this is a cash cow.
I don't know what to say. Remember how we were talking about how, like, you know, there was somebody making a prediction that this would peak or something over the course of the night?
Who was that? Monty.
Yeah, I don't know anymore. This is a wild card for me. I've never seen growth like this. It could potentially become its own thing that lasts even longer.
Yeah, it's hard to say because... I get it, like, the game has to have some kind of a peak point. It's got to. There's no way around it. I mean, unless they come out with some dramatic overhaul, which I guess, you know, that the changing in between seasons keeps it fresh, but it's still got to hit some kind of a point.
What if it just keeps growing and growing till it becomes almost like a religion where people convert to it and, like, 3/4 of the population... is watching League of Legends.
Honestly, I actually wouldn't care. I probably wouldn't get into the religion aspect of it, but since I love video games, I could probably fake it pretty easy.
Dang.
When you die, that'd be crazy. You respawn at the fountain.
That would require a Herculean scientific effort.
Oh, man.
No, that's just what they say, you know?
Yeah. It's just like...
Like, respawning at the fountain is their equivalent to heaven.
Or like reincarnation.
Oh, so is it like a throwaway comment then? Some kind of spiritual blessing?
Yeah.
See you at the fountain, like live long and prosper?
Yes. Yep. See you at the fountain.
Okay, I can
That's
live with
what
that.
People like write on their tombstones and shit.
Are we starting a new religion right now?
This is getting kind of weird. I dig it. I dig it, though. I dig it. Can we make money off of it?
Oh, are you kidding me? Religion.
It is religion, yeah. After all.
Religions are the biggest cash grabs there are.
Exactly.
Yeah,
wow, we must be careful with that.
No, for real, I'm surprised that nobody's picked this up really already. I mean, there's been some things like GameSpot, right? Is founded by ABC or NBC?
Yes.
So obviously, like, the big corporations are taking note to the fact that esports is growing and the viewing of esports is something that needs to be looked into. But I still think that Riot's missing out. I mean, there's so much. No, I'm talking more on merch side.
Merch side, like, yes.
There is like nothing really out there for as big as this is. I mean, you can go find the smallest, shittiest, non-viewed game out there, and there's at least something close to equivalent to what they have out right now for merch. But
you know what's sad though is the way those bigwig companies are trying to take notice. They don't know how to handle it, though.
Oh, they don't.
There's just nobody can figure out how to properly market esports. It's like, I think everyone has a pretty clear idea now that doing the whole, it's gaming, it's extreme, isn't working anymore like it did in the late 90s, early 2000. But they don't know how to channel the enthusiasm. They don't have a proper dialectic between the audience and what they're trying to sell.
Well, I think that's because they are not really into the internet. They don't like the internet, those bigwig companies, because they aren't it's harder for them to make money off of it. It's so much easier for them to charge every month.
Correct.
For a fucking certain series that they're coming out with. And this, it's like they have to put in work and they have to follow through and they have to look at what their listeners or what their viewers are watching and all sorts of other stuff.
Regardless if they're not into it or not, it's something that's happening and they have to take note of that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But really, like, if you think about it, this attention could be the downfall of the game. Really.
It depends
how they handle it. Like, if it does get super attention and all these conglomerates come in, they could totally fuck it up. Like,
but do
like
you really
what,
think they would sell
I
out?
Was saying, like, if they try and throw that extreme brand on it and, like, everybody's pitching gunners around, gunner glasses, which are stupid, by the way.
Yeah, they're dumb.
Hey. I got some fake ones, but I'm not going to pay no $150 for them.
I don't know. I mean, I picture in my brain, like, them treating esports players as celebrities like they did in the movie Running Man. Have you ever seen Running Man?
Wow, we're dating ourselves a little here.
Yeah, maybe. But I don't know. It all depends how they manage making this work if they want to really cash in on it.
Yeah, I agree. We're in danger of it being. You know what? We know what I think is much more likely to happen though, is that they succeed to a degree, but not because they. It's because of the sheer natural weight of the allure of gaming. Because they just released a report recently, I heard on NPR on the way home, but yesterday, that about, according to the ESA, the Electronic Entertainment's lobby group in Washington, they over 51% of Americans play video games right now, and that it's a billion-dollar industry that actually surpasses Hollywood in its aggregate expenditure.
Yeah, you have to be careful with that title, though, because video games, to those people taking polls,
including
Farmville.
Like,
and
No, I'm including that. I know it's not necessarily canon, but for the interest of electronic entertainment as an expenditure of industry, I will include them because playing a game in a digital realm contributes to the overall aggregate weight of video games as an entertainment derivative.
Okay, finish, sorry.
But I think but I digress, though. I mean, like, for League, though, it could be swallowed up by its own success if they're not careful. Because let's say – I think Riot's actually smart. Because they're keeping their handle on the reins. They could fuck up by holding too tight. But if they, like, sold a controlling interest to a larger media conglomerate, they could not know what to do with it. and then the game is still successful despite their best efforts to ruin it. And then they try to spin off something else that's like League that fails horribly, and then they both die.
Right.
Kind of like a Power Rangers effect, you know? Like, Japanese pop culture has a habit of having very popular characters that are endemic to success, and they live forever. But every so often, you might hit upon a particular thing like Pokemon, which is still popular, though, at its base level. But like Power Rangers, where they're popular, so they keep on beating this note on the drum. There's like different iterations of the same thing until finally they all just sort of collapse and they don't have as much weight as they once did. That's one thing that might happen with like games if they're taken over by a larger conglomerate. I think if Riot manages to maintain control and control the message, they might be doing all right. I mean, they were already bought, though, weren't they, to a degree? Isn't there like a major Asian company that has a controlling interest in the Riot brand?
Jeez, yeah, I don't know.
I read that, I think it was like a month ago, that there was a conglomerate in somewhere in Asia that purchased not enough to have control, but they purchased enough to give them backing.
Exactly. So, I mean, we got to be careful with that. But, I mean, if they manage to keep the right rhythm going, they can maintain something that has interest and also growth. I mean, like I said, that panoramic shot every year.
Getting larger, bigger and bigger.
Bigger and bigger, bigger and bigger. And if they can keep that up, it'll be good. But the only thing, rather than seeing a lack of interest, I see an eventual over-interest where they try to monopolize on the success of certain brands of gaming and then overkill it by trying to make splinters of it.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think, Millpool?
I don't care anymore.
Whoa.
Okay. So, I mean, it's classic Millpool.
Oh, right?
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see where it all goes from here.
I think all rules are off because everything is still going forward. People are still playing it. More and more people are enjoying it.
I'm going to make a solid prediction. And I'm going to say Season 4 is going to be the biggest. And it's just going to fall from there. I think it's going to peak at Season 4 Championship.
See, but I think that the overall enthusiasm about esports is going to grow even past that.
Right. Something else is going to take its place.
And I kind of feel Dota is going to be one of those that's going to be pushing
Dota doesn't
for.
Have a fucking chance.
Yeah.
I think Dota has a perfectly valid chance.
Yeah, look at LoL 2, or look at League 2 years ago.
Dota is a sleeping giant. And look at all Dota. It would take is one misstep.
Exactly. I don't think that it's going to overthrow them like overnight, but I do see them coming up either in their footsteps and mimicking something to what League has done, or coming close, or maybe the two of them even rise together.
You know, Dota has Steam and Valve.
Yeah, exactly.
And if they manage to get that Steam box up and running, you're going to have Dota in living rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Or some version of it too, which is a huge advantage.
Yep, I really think that in order for this to get bigger for Riot, they need to invest a little bit more into the whole spectator side of the game, because there's a lot of people that like to watch it, and it's really interesting watching it with shoutcasters, but I really think that you kind of need to give some kind of control to the viewers.
Agreed, and that's going to be a huge plus. You know, there's also the segue issue of genre, too. It'll always be an RTS. Or will esports somehow find a way of metastasizing into FPS, which is really the birthplace, the cradle of PC gaming and esports?
I don't think it is that FPS is as easily viewable because you have so many individuals on a team, whereas this, you can see what's going on the whole map at a whole. You know, whereas if you watch a bird's eye view of, say, Battlefield 4, it's not going to be nearly as interesting as League is.
Well, it's like watching, I guess, a marathon versus a football game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's the clash of, you know, instant excitement, constant excitement, as opposed to, oh, we're at mile 3, somebody's getting close. Oh, no, he fell back.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of Dota, they introduced a new coaching mode where a 6-player can join a team. as like a ghost, invisible character. I don't even think they're a character in the game. They just have control of the camera, and they can draw lines, and they can ping, and they can communicate with the players on the team to help new players learn how the game works. And I don't know. I like the idea, but if you were to fit it into LOL, do you think it would be as... Do you think it's good or bad, or do you think anyone would use it at all?
Neither.
Yeah, I think it's... Yeah, I'm kind of on the same page as you where it's just... It's there. It's a feature. Some might use it. A lot of people wouldn't.
Would you use it, Nasty?
Probably not. It's one of those things that it would be nice if you were... If you had six people... And, you know, you didn't want to split up into three and three, or you were trying to help a friend get better at something, then you could see real time instead of watching a replay and being 3 minutes behind and being like, remember 3 minutes ago when you did this shit?
I think it's an answer to the stigma of, like, how do I learn? Well, I got to play, but I want to play because I got to learn. And if I don't learn, people will get mad at me and people are dicks. What do I do? Well, here, right. I could sit here and watch the game and learn how it works without having to be judged. Yeah. So it might be that.
And I also think that it is a way to kind of get away from the whole, in order to learn something, you need to go 1v1 somebody who's a friend and learn all that stuff. But you can sit there and you can critique your friends while they're playing instead of, you know, playing with them or against them. Because when you're playing with somebody, you don't exactly have the opportunity to look at what they're doing because you are so focused on what you're doing.
Right.
Well, you know, Guido, you've tried to mentor people, but, you know, well, the only time you could do it is if you were watching them through a 5-minute filter or while you were playing. And if it was while you were playing, you could only get little vignettes in while you were trying to do something else like jungling.
Right. The only way to really help someone in lane is if you're dual lane bot, which, you know, even then you still have to focus on what you're doing. Like, as a marksman, you can't focus on the support and tell them what to do because you got to really get those last hits, you know, and it is a pain in the butt, but I don't know. The bigger thing that I'm more interested in is if it enables someone to like draw lines and ping and stuff, what if this leads to like just an overarching almost shot caller mode, you know? A sixth invisible chief that tells people what to do, how to win the game. And each side has one, and they're kind of, and then all the players are just minions for the chief's overarching battle plan.
That's a good point.
You know, why wouldn't they just do that then? Because they have all the stuff at their disposal. And that would change the game. I think it'd be fun.
And then it would make a coach on a team actually have a spot in the game, not just give you like after game debrief and what you should be working on for the next time.
Right. But I think that would be something that would be fun to see in League.
I'm going to read part of an article from IGN. It says coaches will be able to view games from the perspective of their students, draw on the ground and minimap to help point out important strategies, and ping anywhere on the HUD.
Okay, so they can do.
Yep.
They just can't talk.
Yeah, but what's to say that you're not like
drawing out words with the lines? That seems a little...
Or, like, in Mumble. Are they taking this point of, like...
You can't really fight Mumble. I mean, every game is affected by private chat.
Yeah. Mumblebox.com. Just a cave and chicken.
I think when everyone does competitive, you know, anything, there's always a presumptive notion that somebody who's even remotely organized has a private chat server with his allies.
Yeah. Milpul, would you... If you could be like a commander of a League of Legends match, do you think that's something that you would want to do?
Have you read my article about Edward joining Curse?
You really set on the article thing. We did read it, as we told you before, so that doesn't really pertain to what we're talking about. So I don't know. Maybe he needs like a tweaking or something to his little brain pan. Could be.
Okay, so it looks like going back to Dota. Sorry, I'm just trying to get.
Did you just get cut off, Millpool?
Well, yeah, it's a robot him. Carcass of Millpool, really.
I'll go unplug him, and he really won't care. But it says that coaches and students will have their own text and voice chat channels to not affect those that are not being coached. So the way it seems is, like, you can have a specific coach for each individual player, not, like, one coach overall for the whole team.
Yeah.
Which I like that idea better, I think, than just commander mode.
Yeah, that's a little bit more understandable. Cool.
And it really gets, but I wonder if that's going to lead to people like paying to coach people.
Probably. Why wouldn't it? If they have the means to do it.
Yeah, I guess why not, right?
Yeah.
Another way to make a living out of playing games.
Why not?
Yeah. I'll coach anyone for $200 a session.
You know what's sad is that I think you really could. So it's bad there's not like a sustaining business model. Of, you know, there. I think there is for some people, like the pros. I'm pretty sure there's.
Pros, yeah, they can charge for it. I don't know how much they do charge, but there's even like not pro pros, but diamond players that have coaching sessions and stuff that they charge like $25 an hour for or something.
Yeah.
But 200 for me. So
if anyone flat rate
wants to do that, you can contact me at GuidoIsACoachNow@JustOKGamers.com.
It's a huge subdomain. Guido's a coach now.
Speaking of, did you see that CLG is coming out with a camp?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah, that thing. Oh, God, I actually have a deadpan opinion on that.
So it's not they call it a camp, but really it's just a hangout session.
Yeah, it's like coming out with people from CLG. Yeah,
you should probably go back and summarize this because of the cost and everything.
Okay, so you pay $1,000, all right? You have to provide your own flight out to wherever they live, which is LA, I think.
Okay. Diamond Bar, California.
Oh, okay. And then you get to live with them for 3 days. They feed you. They
allow you to be in their presence.
Yeah, they allow you to be in their presence. You get to hang out with them. And you play a lot of League of Legends.
Sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah. This is fucking weird. I don't know.
Go pay $1,000 to hang out with CLG, essentially, is what you're doing.
You know, I was talking to Millpool before he died. I was talking to Millpool about this. And
I love the way you delivered that. You know, before he died.
And fuck, I forgot what I was going to say now. What was I talking to him about?
You're talking about CLG and the $1,000.
Right. Okay. Oh.
Right.
I don't know. Fuck, I forgot. It'll come back to me. So anyway, you play a lot of League of Legends. You talk with these guys, and it's $1,000. Oh, okay. This is what I was talking to him about. We should have a fundraising event to get Just Okay Gamers to go to this camp.
That's like $3,000 for all of us, right?
It'd be four grand.
Well, three. Millpool doesn't count. We'll just take his brain. We'll take his brain and then stuff the rest of the robot parts in my bag.
His brain's going to cost $250, though. Yeah. just as a thing. But I think it'd be awesome.
I would love that.
And we could record it?
Yeah. And this thing.
Did you want to know
I just can't even believe this.
You know my thoughts on that, though. Not to detract from somebody willing to give us $4,000 to go out there and do it. Because if they were, I will take the money. But let's pretend that somebody out there is not going to give us $4,000 to go out to California. My response to the proposal would be, I will take your $1,000. It would have been a trip out there, not counting travel. And I will build a new gaming PC to play a different game.
If someone gave me $1,000, I'd do it.
Yeah, I would do it too.
$1,000, but only to do that, on the provision of doing that, though, right?
Yeah, that's
right.
Fine.
If someone gave me $1,000 on the provision of doing that, I would. But if someone just gave me $1,000 for free with not, no tether to CLG, I will build a new computer.
What's funny is that you're paying $1,000 to go out there, and they don't say how many people are going to be out there at all.
I'm going. Well, you know what? You raise a valid point. I'm willing to wager that it's not going to be the entire CLG team. It's like, well, paying $1,000.
It's going to be the whole team.
Yeah, really? I'm saying
it will be the whole team.
I'm just saying. Oh, it says 5 spots.
Yeah,
applications open now and 5 spots.
Because to me, it would be like paying a grand or like $10,000 to hang out with the Yankees, and basically it's just like you and Jeter having a hot dog for an hour.
Yeah.
But this is 3 days. I mean, you sleep on their couch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I going to get a bed? I hope I get a bed if I'm paying fucking
$1,000.
Okay. As you guys know, like, I'm a shy pooper. Like, I have a very odd pooping schedule.
That wouldn't work.
Shy
there.
Pooper.
This guy goes over to Hardee's that's next door to other people's houses just to take a poop.
Exactly. Like, when we're in a big crowded area, I have to get to the most private bathroom I can find. So
which is a
relax.
Public bathroom.
Right.
The most private public bathroom.
I don't have a problem with public bathrooms. I just want it to be private. You know?
So like if you walked into a public bathroom and all the doors were gone, you'd just shake your head and walk out.
Oh yeah. I'd crawl into a dumpster and take a shit before I shot in there. At least the dumpster has a lid.
Oh, you wouldn't have made it through boot camp.
No, I wouldn't have. But I was just thinking, like, what if you, like, get off the plane and, you know, you're, like, kind of walking towards their house and you're like, oh, fuck, I got to go now. Like, you knock on the door and they're like, man, welcome to CLG.
Let's go hang out.
Let me give you the tour, bruh. And you're like, what?
I have no issue telling them that I have to shit.
That's your first impression, though.
What? I paid $1,000 for this. I'm gonna shit in their toilet.
I'm gonna shit in their beds if I paid $1,000.
Oh God.
I'm gonna walk up to the guy going, "It's nice to meet you. I'm excited to be here, but I have to defecate badly."
You know what this sounds like to me?
What?
It sounds like they're trying to come up with a way to pay for their house while they're not playing video games.
It sounds like it's a way for them to get any kind of money at all.
Yeah.
No, this isn't a cash grab. Like,
it's not a cash grab, but it's a money-making venture.
It's $5,000. What the fuck is that going to do?
That's 3 months of rent in a house out there.
Nah, it's California, bro. I don't know.
Especially the houses that they're living in. That's about a quarter.
How many times are they looking to do this?
They said 2 to 3 times a year.
Well,
if it's only 2 or 3 times a year, then that's just chump change. Maybe they're actually trying to do it out of the goodness of their hearts.
Yeah, they also said that they're going to be recording a lot of it.
I still think that's a benefactorial gesture because it's usually going to be some jack off with like money to burn and probably isn't very good at the game.
By the way, can we speculate on who's going to be going out there? Is this going to be like little kids going out there for birthday?
Well,
or is
this
going to be like 40-year-old dude that you know lives at home?
I got two
in the
people
basement. Who's
going to be out there. It's going to be a little kid with daddy who has money. Or it's going to be a 40-year-old, like, IT specialist or fucking lawyer who has, like, no life and would do that. Because I know a guy at my old job who's a financial provider. He's, like, in his 60s, right? Made bank because he had some serious accounts with older retirees. You know what he did with his cash? He's single. He bought trips to go on trips with the fucking ghost hunters from Sci-Fi Channel. So I firmly believe there's guys out there who are like in their 40s, 50s, and 60s who are gamers, who have money to burn. They would totally do it. And all the uncomfortable, imaginary splendor you can think of.
They're kind of vetting the people that are sending in applications because you have to like apply. You got to give them your name, your age, your education, occupation, links to all your social media accounts, and a 250-word essay of why you should be chosen.
A fucking essay?
Yeah.
It's like Princeton, jeez.
Right? I think I would work harder doing that than I did trying to get into college.
I love League of Legends, but I think I'd be so bored. after the first 2 hours.
Nah, well, maybe you would.
What does I that could play the whole mean? Time.
It means everything you think it means.
I don't know. It'd be funny to see who they get.
Yeah, I want to see these videos when they actually get people. I wonder if they're going to be live streaming it on Twitch. We should check back in. It's going down January 3rd to the 5th, by the way, for anybody wondering. So
we'll keep an eye on that.
We'll keep an eye on if we can find a live Twitch feed on it.
Right. Richie, I just picture some like little Richie Rich kid.
Exactly. You know, his dad doesn't really love him, but he knows his kids like this league game, so he throws a grand out at him.
Right. Thanks, Dad. So, Double Lift. What? Why do they call you Double Lift?
What, kid? You didn't see my video that was on YouTube like 3 weeks ago?
I just got into this game. My dad just bought me a gaming PC.
Where'd you get it from? iBuyPower?
Yeah. He bought the best one they have. It'll be fun to see what happens with that.
Yep. Full show.
All right. We're done with League stuff. We talked a lot about League.
We have.
Let's, how about we move on to just some general gaming. Is that okay, Millpool?
I don't care anymore.
Whoa.
Okay. All right.
This guy.
General gaming.
Hi, I'm Guido. This is a segue.
So, the PS4 came out.
It did.
Do you guys have one?
No.
No.
I'm not a console guy at all.
Well, yeah. I'm not a console guy, but I'm guilty of getting consoles. But with the Christmas season coming, I didn't stand a chance. I'm not going to pay full retail at launch. You don't know what you're going to get, and then there's the price after the fact if you don't buy one up front.
Right.
I have a buddy that has one, though.
Do you know how much it's going for on eBay right now?
What, like $650?
About $650, yeah.
Yeah. It's cheaper than it was when the 3 came out, trying to sell them for $1,000. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That thing that happened a few years ago?
Three was a nightmare.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to wait. I'm just going to wait.
Yeah, might as well.
There might come a game. The only thing that's going to sell me on either system is there's going to be a game that I'm just so interested in that I have to play, and then I'll end up buying the console.
I just don't bother. I don't just know what come game... over and play one of your guys' consoles.
Right. I don't know what game did that for me for the PS3. I don't know. I can't remember.
Or was it that you already had everything that you wanted, so you were like, I might as well just go buy a PS3.
That could be it. Yeah. I'm sure I'll get to that point with the PS4. But people have been reporting that their PS4s have been dead on arrival.
Yes.
And that they can't connect to the PSN network, PS network. What else? What other bad things have happened? Oh, someone died?
Some guy in Florida got shot, yeah. Although, it's not what you think, though. It wasn't necessarily over the ownership of a PS4. Or I mean, it was, but it was a Craigslist thing. You know, like, hey, yo, I got a PS4. Oh, okay, I'll meet you at this dark alley. You know, the guy went and he got shot.
Wait, the buyer or the seller?
Buyer, some guy posed himself as being the owner of a PS4 when, in fact, he was not. He was merely a invitation to get robbed.
Ah. The old bait and switch.
All right.
Lay the bait down with PS4, switch it by shooting the guy.
I would actually wait until Black Friday, and I'm sure we'll get much more murders and injuries.
Right. People are crazy. Come on, guys.
People are crazy.
They're just things. You don't need them. Don't get shot. What are you thinking?
Did you guys see that picture of the guy that had his house dropped by a tornado but pulled out a PS4 from it still?
I did.
It was on Reddit. It was pretty funny.
That's hilarious.
Yep. He lost his house.
He lost his house. But he got a PS4.
Yeah. Positive side, you know?
Well, right. He didn't get a PS4. I believe his PS4 survived.
Yeah, through the tornado.
Yeah. So,
at least that's what they're implying.
He didn't gain anything. He merely sustained what he possessed before.
So he had, at one point, he had a house and everything in it with a PS4 inside of it.
Yes.
And then he lost the house with everything in it. But except quote, the PS4.
To quote somebody on Reddit, though, that's the face of a man with homeowner's insurance.
Oh, yeah. He's a demon.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the case.
Right. Don't you have to have homeowner's insurance?
You'd be surprised how many people live in Tornado Alley and don't necessarily have insurance that covers it. That and flooding. It's hard to get flood insurance and tornado insurance depending upon who you are and where precisely you are. It's a bit of a racket, to be honest, but, you know, insurance is a racket.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is. But it sounds like he was in the right place at the right time and paid the right amount to the right person.
That's a lot of rights. A lot of variables.
That's the way you do it with insurance.
Yeah, I got fucked. I hate insurance companies.
It's terrible. I'm a single-payer guy myself, but let's not get political.
Huh. Anything else about the PS4? Oh, wait. I know.
What?
We're going to need some segue music for it, though.
Oh, let's go to
because
town.
Because it's...
Yo, my name is Nasty, and this is a segue.
I still need segue music, users and listeners.
It's porn news.
Yeah, porn news.
Regarding the PS4.
Do you want me to do the honors?
Go for it.
All you all.
The reputable porn website known as Pornhub is saying that it will sponsor and be usable by PS4 users. So if you're in a PlayStation 4 and you need to whack off, Pornhub's here for you.
Not only will they, like, they're specifically tailoring their experience for PS4 users.
Well, they're making an app for it, because that's how PS4 is working now. Everything has its own app, kind of like phones.
You guys look at porn, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, are you a Pornhub user?
No.
See, nah. I don't like Pornhub. I don't like the selection.
See, I'm not a big tube site guy. I'm more of a torrenting guy.
The torrent porn, you like the videos,
yeah.
That's old school.
That is old school.
I mean, I don't mind the torrenting of old school porn, but I mean, the problem is that a lot of what I see is just as equivalent in value to what you can get off some of the Tubi sites.
Now, see, I like the HD.
Oh, you want in high def,
yes.
Dude, you just got to go to the right ones.
No, I like a good selection.
I will concede that, the Pirates, remember that Pirates movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Pirates
of the Caribbean.
HD. Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean porn, the one they made.
Yeah.
That was a good one in HD.
I don't really. They came out with the second one.
Well, I they did. They made a sequel. It wasn't as good though.
Okay. I never really watched more than 10 minutes of those.
The first one wasn't half bad.
I want a 45 minute long porn because I want that quality, but I'm not going to watch any more than 10 minutes of
it. Master, you're a tuber, right?
I actually go to a site called Zporn. It's pretty good.
Oh, I'll have to look that up.
So, yeah, you guys are just kind of in and out. Like, I got a job I need to take care of.
I am a firm believer of the porn, paying for porn, or going through any kind of extra effort for porn on the internet. Like, even downloading porn, even if it's free, is too much.
Yeah.
Stream it, whack it, be done with it.
Yeah. See, we're watching porn the other day. It somehow ended up on the TV at my buddy's place, and it was weird, really weird.
Group porn?
Yeah,
well, I don't know about that.
That's a little weird. Yeah,
I've done group porn a few times, and every time it's been super awkward.
Awkward as hell.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's one of those things that I can't just sit there and watch.
Even with the missus and I, when we sometimes watch some of the softcore stuff together, it's just hard to reconcile, depending.
What kind of conversation do you have in the group porn? You can't be like...
you mean dudes, good. Right? Like all dudes in the same room?
I wish I had a bra do that to me. Am I right, Jim?
No, it's like...
I think it's awkward silence.
Well, a little bit of awkward silence with a little bit of like, yeah, look at those boobies.
Those boobies? What are you, eight?
Yeah,
more
Jesus.
Awkward silence.
You guys just sit there and watch it in silence?
Yeah. Actually, my first porn experience was group porn that we found at somebody's house.
Video?
At a friend's house. And we threw the video in, and we all kind of just sat there like,
You know what?
Is awkward.
I don't have enough of a vivid memory to recall which one came first. Either there was satellite, pay-per-view, Playboy channel at a friend's house who had it, or it was either my friend whose dad had like a stash of Penthouse in his basement.
I vividly remember the first time I saw any type of porn. My buddy, I went over to his house, and he had just found a penthouse. In the dumpster, a block down outside the convenience store.
The gold
mine.
And it had, meatloaf all over it.
That was meatloaf?
Which, if you are a connoisseur of Penthouse, is oddly appropriate.
So, yeah, it just... It stunk of meatloaf, and it had big oil stains on it and shit.
Which is still appropriate for a penthouse.
Right, yeah. But now anytime I smell meatloaf, I gotta go jerk off.
What if you hear meatloaf?
Constantly jerking off.
No, we went over this nasty several times.
Okay? Yeah.
I'm not
jerking
off.
That's why you
have
a monkey. That's why you got a jerk off monkey.
I don't know where you get
right?
the monkey from either. It's a machine.
You said you got a jerk off monkey from Mumble Boxes.
No, maybe I did. But I have a vat of semen that pumps into me that the monkey jerks out.
I'm not really comfortable with this conversation any longer.
Yeah, alright. Should we go back to general gaming?
Yeah, can we segue back?
Sure. It's like time for general gaming news, and we will talk about general gaming news right now.
That was kind of weird. I felt like we were stuck in an area where we couldn't talk about anything besides porn.
Millpool didn't say anything during that conversation.
Well, he's dead. I mean, he's a robot. Does he have sexual drive any longer?
I don't know. Millpool, do you have sexual drive or anything?
When can we start sucking each other's dicks?
Well, there's that.
Yeah, you ask that often.
Yeah.
It's not going to be this week, I'll tell you that.
And it wasn't the week before that. Or
the week before that, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, all right.
Don't get your hopes up, dude.
Yeah, maybe one day it'll happen. Are you okay with that?
It's all right, I guess.
Okay. So, what else do we have? What else for general gaming? Valve is releasing or possibly releasing a virtual reality headset, much like the what is it called?
Oculus?
Oculus Rift.
Oculus.
Yes. Yes.
Oculus.
Oculus.
Where are you from the inner city of Detroit?
From this point from this point forward, I'm going to call it the Oculus.
Oculus.
I hope it's we do Oculus. Go to PAX. PAX East, and there's a Rift booth, and I'll be like, "Yo, it's the Oculus Rift."
You're saying it correct, though.
Yeah, you are. You got to say it worse than that in
worse
order to be
that?
Like...
Yeah, yeah, it's Oculus.
Oculus. Oculus.
Like with an A.
Oculus Lift?
It sounds like a weight loss thing.
Oh, man. I'm just going to call it the Oculus.
Yo, you think if we go to the library, they got an Oculus I could try out?
Oculus Lift?
An Oculus Lift?
Next to a Bowflex.
Yo, I got swole off this Oculus Lift.
Yeah, dude, you should see it. You just put the thing on, you look around, you lose 100 pounds, man. They just use Oculus Rift just to make people feel better about themselves. It's like Inception. Whoa.
Yeah, Valve's doing making a VR headset. I still think it's a novelty. I don't think it's going to go anywhere. It's a gimmick.
Anything 3D, anything VR will always be a novelty.
Right, until they get it where you don't have to put anything over your eyes and strap onto your head, and it just works without doing anything, then then they got something.
Can I give you an excellent example of a technology that's future? It's, well, not really future, but I mean like slightly more improved that will have legs in the long run.
Go.
What's that?
4K monitors.
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
That's the new like ultra high def monitors. It's like the next step up from high def. They have some kind of insane resolution, but they're roughly the same size as the monitor you're dealing with now.
And what is it? 4,440?
Something like that, yeah. 4,440 by 2,000 something and something.
Yeah, so take your 1080p resolution and multiply that by 4.
In the same region of space.
It's 3840 by 2160.
Okay.
But I mean, Asus is making a monitor that supports 4K, and I think it's like $3,000 right now. So it's still a lot of reach for a lot of people, but it's finally putting like, they finally found a way of putting the high-end PC gaming hardware to application. Because if you've seen one, I saw one at a local micro center on display for demoing. It's like staring into just something unfathomable. It's like amazing. Yeah, it's an amazing amount of fidelity. And they had it strapped to a PC that was running like two SLI GTI GTX NVIDIA GTX Titans. It was fucking amazing.
Yeah, that's going to take a lot of computing power to push that anywhere near its limit.
Oh, right. It'll be a while before we see consumer issued one, or well, ones that are obtainable for consumers.
But I really do feel that increased fidelity and like resolution will always, in my opinion, get better credence than some Johnny come lately 3D gimmicky thing.
Right.
Yeah, these things are going for like 4K a piece. And there's one on here for $18,000.
It'll drop. They always drop.
Oh yeah, it's technology.
But then you'll just need the hardware to support it.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Still, so then that means that cable and all that shit's going to have to change as well.
Eventually, yeah.
Or just phase out.
You know, this is America, though. Everyone's in different levels of stratification when it comes to tech. I don't think we'll be any danger.
Yeah.
Oh, can I mention one thing as a segue?
Sure.
America.
I just got into a crowdfunded project called Coin.
Yeah. I've been looking at that. It's pretty sweet.
And basically you, and I know Guido has his own opinion on this, but you basically incorporate all of your cards that have stripes into a single card. And with a push of a button, you can cycle those cards through that card. So let's say you have a coin and you scan all your debit cards and credit cards. You go to dinner. You can choose what card you pay with by simply pressing a button. And then your that coin becomes that respective card.
And what Wally means by stripes is he means magnetic strips.
Magnetic strips. Well, I should mention that it does not have EMV support, which is the little chip.
Yeah.
So that you can't probably use it internationally because the rest of Europe and the world is ahead of us in terms of EMV, which is a form of protection using a little microchip embedded in your card. Yeah. So all you have to do is like tap your card on something and it pays. We don't have that yet, so this is just purely swiping.
We have some cards. My Chase card has it.
So a lot of cards have it, but unless you're going to like McDonald's or paying for gas, 9 times out of 10, there's not a lot of places that take that tap and pay system yet.
A lot of the vending machines actually have that, which I think is kind of crazy because card like swipers just got added to vending machines like what, 2-3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the coin right now, it's called Coin, just like a money coin, and it's $50 if you pre-order, and they're coming out in the summer.
It's a cool looking product. It's very cool looking.
It's very futuristic. It's very gimmicky. I kind of want to do it simply because I work in banking. I don't think everyone needs it, but I would like to see it because I think that's where a lot of things are going. Instead of carrying 50 cards in your pocket, you only carry one. And unlike Guido, who's a giant Luddite, who I'm amazed actually has buttons on his pants, he only has three. He only has three cards in his wallet, so this isn't for him. But for somebody who has multiple cards, reward cards and stuff, it takes all of them. If it has a magnetic stripe on it, it'll scan that card.
Yeah, it's a pretty sweet thing. I think I'm going to get one. I've also been looking at getting a new wallet that you can, or that has blocking, so people can't pick up on that chip and then take all your information.
That's a really good point. This thing has extreme abuse potential, so that's a very good point, Nasty. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So go buy that piece of shit if you want it.
Yeah, they're half off.
I mean, I won't pay $100 for it, but I will pay $50, and I'm willing to wait.
Well, then you're going to be paying $100 when it breaks in a year.
2 years. The battery lasts 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see. I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I'll send you a Facebook photo of my coin when I get it.
Okay, yeah, I'd like to see it. It is a very pretty product.
It is, and I like the idea behind it. I really like the idea behind it.
Cool. All right, let's play a game.
Let's do it.
Okay.
A quick game.
Yeah.
But first, we have to segue into the game.
Yeah.
Yo, 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 my name is Nasty, and this is a segue.
All right. Let's play some Circle Jerk.
Let's do it.
Circle Jerk lore? Or do you guys want to do reviews? Circle Jerk.
Reviews. Let's do a review on the PS4 since it just came out.
Okay, yeah. A review.
This will be conjecture since none of us own PS4s.
For those of you who are tuning in to this game for the first time, you'll catch on very quick.
Well, yeah, I like how you act like this is supposed to be a real review.
I'm just saying we're implying that we can review this correctly, even though it's stupid.
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, disclaimer: this isn't a real review.
PlayStation is one word, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
The
PlayStation
4.
Has
a
disc
that
reads
only
things
that
are
pretty
and
naked.
What?
Period.
Sony
has
supported
the
porn
industry
for
quite
some
time
now.
Pornography
is
the
leading
consumer
feature
of
PlayStation
4.
Period. That's pretty good.
Controllers
have
buttons
that
when
pressed
are
really
sensitive.
While
you
jerk
the
controller
sticks.
Period. great review, guys. Great review.
It's a good review.
Like yeah. Go get that PS4. I hear they're quite awesome.
Yeah. Let's do a preview for Xbox.
Xbox One?
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
this isn't a real preview. Microsoft
has
a
new
console
called
Xbox
One,
which
features
a
box
that
plays
things
well.
Period. Take a nasty.
Some
games
are
games.
Games are games?
Some games are games, really?
Yeah. Go with it.
That
are
fun.
Some games are fun.
Some games are games that are fun.
Oh, boy.
Just go with it.
All right, one more little round there. It's
amazing
Period? What the fuck, Nasty?
It's amazing what capabilities, features. I mean, I could think of a bunch of words to throw after that.
Yeah, why did you choose one? It's your turn, you dick.
Oh, what? Wrong button.
All right. Nasty, you really, pulled a Millpool on that one.
I did. I told you the new rule is we play until Nasty fucks up.
Yeah. You know what it's time for now, though?
What's that?
My favorite part.
Listener of the week.
Yep. Oh, listener of the week.
We got a doozy this week.
Yeah, we got a good one.
Yo, listener of the week now. He's going to be real sweet now. It's listener of the week. Yeah. This week's listener of the week is the Master Hater. He gave our fun podcast one star, titled it Pointless Podcast. And the review goes as follows. A podcast with sophomoric humor no relevant or informed knowledge on League of Legends. Listen to a few episodes to give it a fair chance. And I keep wondering why these guys keep putting this pointless drivel out besides for their own amusement.
Hey, he figured us out.
Yep. You got it right on the head there. I do this because I love it.
Master Hater, the Master Hater, you're our listener of the week.
Congratulations.
Yo, listener of the week now. He's going to be real sweet now. It's listener of the week. Yeah. I mean, as always, our listener of the week gets the chance to play a game with us. But we're obviously the worst people in this guy's world, so the offer still stands. If he wants to play a game, let's do it. Then judge you. I'll judge the way you play League of Legends.
While you're sitting there with your arms folded, not doing anything. Yeah,
shaking your hands.
Just in the fountain.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
No, I play to the best of my ability, so you can be listener of the week. Just leave us an iTunes review. That's all it takes. Go to iTunes.com. Is that even a website?
It is not. It is
just
not.
Go on your iTunes, search for Just Okay Gamer. Just leave us a review, subscribe, and do all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
And we'll play a game of League of Legends with you if you're the listener of the week. So there's that.
Check.
Yay.
You got any thoughts?
I do. You guys can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/justokgamers. You can check out our website, justokgamers.com, or you can check out hobobindles.com. Not to be confused with Humble Bundles, by the way. You can find us on Twitter at justokgamers, or you can send us an email to justokgamers@gmail.com with pretty much whatever you would like.
Yeah. If you got questions or voicemails, if you want to record a voicemail, do that and send it to there.
Or you can do it and then Guido can read it for you in whatever voice he thinks you have.
Yeah. Or if you want me to read it in a voice, I'm your monkey. I'm their monkey.
I'm not your monkey.
So, all right. Yeah, do all that stuff. Like us on Facebook if you're listening in secret, because that's always fun to see new Facebook people. And come to our chat room.
Yeah. Just Okay Gamers, spaces.
No, it's not Just Okay Gamers, spaces.
Well, Just Okay Gamers with spaces in between. You know what I meant.
I'm going to check the chat room, Just Okay Gamers, spaces, after this podcast is over.
It's a hobo bindle.
I'm going to go try to find it.
All right. Well, that's podcast.
Tis. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks for listening. Hello to all our new listeners. Hope you stick around for a few more weeks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.